Morning, church. So I'd like to go ahead and start off with a portion of scripture. I'm going to be reading Matthew 28:18-20. Many of you are familiar with this as it's the Great Commission. I'm going to be reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And it says, "Then Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" Two words I like to focus on in this portion of Scripture: go and make, both of which are imperatives, meaning this is something Christ has commanded of us. There are only two options with this: obedience or disobedience. We can get out of our comfort zones, or we can stay in our own little protective bubble. And one way that me and six other Piedmont students are planning on living this out is giving care packages as a way of showing Christ's love. We're going to be doing this in the areas around the churches that we are partnering with. The churches we're partnering with include, obviously, Grace Bible Church, Charity Baptist Church, and Vianna Baptist Church. And we're also going to be doing this around the area of the school. We'll be doing this November 19th. And two things I'd like to ask from the church. First and foremost, prayer. So I'd like to ask for prayer specifically for the people that are going to be on the receiving end of this, that they may be open to a conversation of the gospel and that the Holy Spirit might also work in their lives. And I'd also like to pray for the people that are going to be going out and doing this, that we may be ready and willing to get out of our own comfort zones and to truly be open for a conversation and to engage the people we're doing this for. And secondly, I'd like to ask for donations. Kind of hard to give a care package if there's nothing in it. So some of the things we'd like to ask for, just smaller things like small Gatorade bottles, fruit snacks, like smaller candies, preferably not chocolate because then they'll melt and they'll be gross. Gum, Band-Aids, just really anything that's smaller but can easily fit into a gallon-sized bag, but, you know, a little fun, interesting, useful. And I'd also like to remind everybody, the people that we are going to be doing this for, some of them will be in a very impoverished area, but we do not want the care packages to reflect that. They don't need to be reminded of their situation. The care packages that we're going to be doing, the main items that we're including in these include the small Gideon's Bibles, the New Testament, and a gospel tract. Don't worry, they will be screened, so it's not one of the weird ones. And we're also going to be providing a connection card for the local church. That way, if they do want to inquire further past the conversation, they have the tools and the methods that they can connect with the church and further pursue God. And also keeping in mind, this reason we're doing this is to share Christ's love with people, no strings attached, to also provide an opportunity for the people going out to have a conversation with people and hopefully expose people to the gospel. Now, I will be upfront and honest with everybody. This is a project that we were assigned, so there are certain requirements. We need to reach a minimum of 175 people. But meeting with my group, one thing we've all made a point: we want this to be more than just an assignment. We want to use this opportunity to go out and to reach people, use this as an opportunity to speak the gospel into people's lives that may not hear it. And I know personally for me, I want this to be as a way to expose people to the gospel. And for the people going out, I want it to be an opportunity for them to stop being comfortable. Because too often in our own little Christian circles, we just get comfortable. We just sit on it. We don't go out and do anything with it. And why do we do that? It's easy. But the Christian life is not one that we are called to have an easy life. We are called to go out, and we are called to make disciples. And if there are any questions about this, feel free to ask me. I'll be waiting after the service. Thank you very much.